And now, here's our host, Akasha Shabakan.
Welcome back, my friends. Hey, this is Akasha Shabakan, and we're off and running again on a brand new episode. We want to go back just a bit and talk about the programs that we did on the science of manifestation, or the science of manifesting, if you will. You know, I got some feedback from some listeners, and this is what I was told. Well, that woman's voice that was speaking in the program, it was very annoying. That was a response. Another response was, oh, wow, man, I really had to focus very intently to stay with that voice because it was so different. So there's a couple thoughts. I myself thought it was kind of annoying, but let me put the but in here. Here's the whole deal. This little series of those three shows that we did on the science of manifesting were, let me just clarify just a minute here where I'm going with this. It's almost like those three programs were designed the way that they were so that you would focus, so that you would have to focus. And perhaps those programs weren't meant for everyone. Think about it. Maybe they weren't for everyone. And that's okay. That's the way I do my show. My show, I'm telling you, it is for everyone. But it may not be for everyone. It's kind of scary, isn't it? But what it means is it's intended for everyone, but not everyone's going to get it. Sorry about that. And that's what happened in those three programs, the science of manifesting, is it was intended for everybody so that everybody could listen and learn to manifest through the art of science. But it was clearly annoying to a lot of people. So what I'm going to say to you is probably if it annoyed you and you didn't enjoy it and you found it hard to follow because you really, really had to focus very intensely and you didn't listen to all of it, and you didn't listen to all three programs, the point is that if that was difficult for you to listen to, it probably wasn't intended for you. And I say that not being mean and nasty, but it means that you probably were not ready to hear it. It's that simple. That's the way my show is every week. Every show that I do is the same way. Not everybody is ready to hear it. And that's perfectly fine. And that's why I keep doing the show. How many people could be ready to hear it? I have no idea. But I know that there are people that are ready to hear it. And they will get it. So, for those three programs we did on the science of meditating, or the science of manifesting, I'm sorry. Let me kind of throw an example in here of really what I'm talking about. And I'm gonna talk about somebody that's pretty famous, and I'm sure that he won't mind, even if he's listening, he won't mind, I'm sure, because his ego is out of the way. and he'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm going to call him by name here. Make it real easy for everybody listening right now that has ever heard this name will probably understand what I'm talking about. The name Deepak Chopra. Most of my listeners, I'm sure, have heard of Deepak Chopra. Most of you have probably listened to Deepak Chopra. What I found with Deepak Chopra, and I love the guy to death, I love his message, and what I found with Deepak was because of his Indian accent, you really have to focus on what the guy's saying. And by the time you go through a 2 or 3 hour seminar with him, you find yourself totally exhausted because you have put so much energy into focusing on what he's saying. And my friends, that's a plus, because if you weren't focused so intently on what he's saying, and you were just sitting there casually listening to what he's saying, there's a big difference. Casually, you're going to miss a lot of what he says. If you're focused intently, you're going to grab a lot more of what he says. So because it's hard to understand him because of his Indian accent that he has, you really have to focus on what he's saying, or you're going to miss it. You're going to miss what he has to say. And I know for a number of people that this is true. And this is also true of the programs I did on Science of Manifesting. You really had to focus very intently to get the message. And if you just casually listen to it, chances are you missed most of the message. Metaphysically, what that means is those that listened intently got the message. They were supposed to get the message. Those of you that listened casually and only thought about how annoying it was, probably missed the message. You probably can't talk about manifesting any more than you could before you listened. So here we go again. We're back to this stage. Those messages were for everyone, but they weren't for everyone. They were only intended for those that were willing to focus and hear the message. For those of you that did not focus, you probably didn't hear the message. So, if you really want to go back and find out about the science of manifesting, go beyond the annoying voice. Focus intently on the message that the voice is delivering, and you'll find the secret to the message and the secret to the science of manifesting. So there you go. We've gone through that. I wanted to get that out of the way because I have had a number of complaints about it. I'm sorry that it annoyed you. I hope that you continue to listen to us and join us, because not every program is going to be so annoying. Well, maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe my voice is annoying. To some people, probably is. And that's okay. If you're supposed to hear it, you're going to hear it. If you're not supposed to hear it, you won't hear it. So, what we're going to talk about for the remainder of this program is the Earth, our solar system, our universe, our Well, yeah, we're going to get into the universe, but our solar system, our galaxy, and our entire universe. And is it alive? Could it possibly be alive? You know, we're so far, unless you're into the science of studying the universe and the Earth and the solar system and the galaxies and what have you, you're way behind on the curve. And you have a lot of catching up to do. Because science is way out here ahead of us. They've been ahead of us for years. But if you are on your spiritual path and you are in an awakening state of consciousness, you have become aware of this almost probably from the day that you got on your path, on your spiritual path, and your knowingness of what's going on. So let's start it out right here with, let's crunch it down to the Earth. Let's start with the Earth and start there. My contention is that the Earth is alive, that it is a living, breathing entity. Now guess what? Scientists are saying the same thing. So now we have to go from the Earth to our solar system, and we see that it's a living entity. And science is now saying that it is alive. And then if we go into the galaxy that we are in, this little Milky Way galaxy here, one of hundreds of billions of galaxies, it's alive. And science is now saying that it's alive. And you put all these hundreds of billions of galaxies together, and you find that it's alive. And science is now saying that it's alive. So, I mean, I could get really wild and crazy here, and I've talked about this before, sort of, when I talked about when I first learned about the atom. I don't know how old I was. I'm going to guess I was probably 11, 12, maybe 13 when I first heard about the atom. And I started thinking about the atom and, you know, its little nucleus and the little jobbies floating around it and all of that stuff. And I thought, you know, golly, that's like the sun and the Earth and the planets circling the sun. And so on one of those little electrons or protons or whatever it is that's circling that nucleus of that atom, that nucleus could represent the sun, and whatever it is that circles that nucleus, we could interpret that as planets. And what about if on one of those planets is where I live? Right there. And this atom that I live in that little atom solar system there, I imagine that I could be a part of something greater, like this giant was wearing this golden ring, and I could have been orbiting the nucleus of this atom in this giant's ring. Well, could that be so far out? I mean, you know, what we found now is that everything has a vibration. It has, everything vibrates. Everything. Light, sound, everything. The universe has a vibration. The earth has a vibration. The sun has a vibration. And they're all detectable now. And there's probably stuff that's vibrating out here that we haven't detected yet because we don't know how to detect it. Just like we now know that the human body does give off light. It produces light. And a lot of people have the ability to see that light, and we call it aura. But we now know that the human body gives off this radiation, this light. And for some of us, it's undetectable. We don't see it. For some of us that are a little more sensitive, do see it. It's sort of like once you wake up, once you become awake, you begin to see these things. Maybe you can see auras on different individuals. I'm not saying you see them on everybody, but you will notice sometimes if you focus intently that maybe you do, if you're awake. Also, maybe you go to a place like Sedona, Arizona, where there are reported vortexes all over the place up there. And because you're awake, you're sensitive to these different energies. And you can literally feel those energies. I know I certainly do when I go there. I know I've been in the presence of other vortexes right here in Indiana that I felt. And other people have felt them also. So it's not something that I'm going, oh, wow, I'm feeling it. And there's nothing really there, and I'm just trying to get attention. I'm literally sensing an energy that is emanating from the earth. And I know I've told the story before, and I'm not going to tell it today, of a number of times that I've been to Sedona, Arizona, and had the great pleasure of meeting up with other people that felt the energies in the same places that I did. People that I'd never met before, who felt these energies in the exact same places that we did as we passed through them. So they are there. Not everybody feels it, and for me, I think it's because those that don't feel it are not totally awake yet. Or maybe they are awake, and they just don't focus on what they're on their senses, and they're missing the feeling of it. Okay, it's like what I'm trying to say is when I was doing massage work, we know this for a fact that there are massage therapists who can rub your body and they can feel areas in your body that need attention. That, oh well, if I can rub this out, if I can rub this energy out, and what it feels like to us is maybe a knot in a muscle or something, and we feel that knot. And we know, we recognize that as a place that if we massage that and stretch it out and gently move it around and allow it to stretch and relax, that it will go away. And when it goes away, the pain leaves the body. And we learn that. But there are other massage therapists that never acquire that gift of finding those knots, finding those places that if we rub them out, the pain is gone. And the difference between the massages is the person that doesn't sense those spaces in those muscles, you get a massage, you know, it feels good, it feels great, but when they're done, you still have the pain, you still have the issues that you had before the massage began. And for those that intuitively feel those painful spots in those muscles, they're able to focus their work on those areas and dissolve those blockages, and the pain is relieved. And sometimes the pain, when they're being massaged, becomes very intense in only a few minutes. Of that intense pain, they dissolve and they're gone, and the pain is gone. Intuitively, we feel it. Some of us feel it. Some of us feel those places in those muscles that need their attention. Some of us don't. Some of us feel those vortexes in Sedona and other places around the planet, and some of us don't. It's almost like because we shut down and we don't believe in it, so we think it's a bunch of malarkey, and we don't even attempt to feel it. So anyway, that's my show for today. I want to remind you once again that the truth is out there. The truth is out there. They're talking to us all the time. It's the truth is always, always trying to find us. And you will find it if you search for it. And that, my friend, is what I'm talking about. When you listen to those shows on manifesting and they were annoying, you didn't try to find the truth. You let that annoyance hide the truth from you. Okay? So, the truth is out there. Search for it. You'll probably find it. And, also want to remind you, question everything. Hey, this is Akasha Shabakan. I love you all. Peace.